It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Fresh off of that spanking I just put on Mr. Scraby in the Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Yeah, that's what it sounded like. Every answer sounded like that.
Disgusting sound.
Tony didn't miss one. He was on point.
I was telling these guys, I was telling Scraby after we went to break, I revealed my secret. And the secret is I spend a lot of time in minor leagues. And it opens you up to some of these places like Columbus. I knew that from one of my last seasons ever playing. I played in the International League. And first time going to Columbus, you know, you're learning about the city, learn that it's one of the bigger cities we have in the United States. Austin, we used to fly into that. Another airport, big airports. That's the other way I remember. You go to these huge airports, they're usually in pretty big cities. Austin's one that you have to go through quite a bit.
Scraby, you're happy to hear all this information, are you not?
I'm just mad at my parents now for not giving me the genes to play minor league baseball.
Minor league baseball helped me in that one.
Oh, Atlanta's not on the list? That's another one that came to me late.
You don't have the golf stuff in your big five, do you?
Atlanta did not make it. Atlanta did not make it.
Atlanta not there yet.
But Atlanta has one of the biggest airports, airports in the world.
Yes, it does.
Worst airports in the world.
I've never actually been to that airport.
Oh, it used to be. I don't know. It might have tightened it up now. you see the golf news for? Did you guys see the golf news for 2026? But the PGA Tour is players are.
Sounds like the PGA Tour is trying to become more like the LIV Tour. Am I correct?
It does kind of feel like that.
They're going to limit the size of fields?
But I didn't take it that way.
You didn't take it?
How did you take it?
Because they put together like stats of how many rounds are not finished due to darkness or something like that, or slow pace.
Is that their idea for shortening the field?
Yes. That's okay. One of the major reasons is that they want golf to be done each day so that they don't have to come back the next morning for a putt and then wait 5 hours for their tee time.
Here's the other thing that I thought was interesting. They don't want to hand out as many cards either.
That was interesting.
That seemed to be more like the LIV thing
to
me.
Yeah, that definitely was very interesting. I think they're trying to create more competition. They're trying to
make it harder to be a PGA.
If you want to be a PGA Tour player, you got to be really good. Like, more so
I'm
than
not mad at that.
Before.
I mean, that is how you're going to get the... Unless LIV is going to lower their standards or keep it where
it's
at.
Do you have to be able to hole out from 115?
It would be nice. So you're in, Chris. You get your PGA Tour card. If you guys missed it, Chris holed out from 115 out today.
Today, yeah. Didn't even believe it either.
I feel like LIV is starting to lose its luster.
Yeah.
I feel like they've tried. I feel like
we
they've
don't
put the
see
money
them.
There. And the players don't even like playing in LIV. Like, John Rahm hates LIV.
Oh, does he?
He hates the noise. He hates the drones. He hates the music. He hates the talking in his backswing.
Oh, yeah. They can do all that in LIV, huh?
You're not supposed to, but they do play the music. They do a lot of drone stuff. They do a lot of partying. They have the party holes. And
must be the money.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't sound too happy about going over there.
Oh. You know, I thought I would miss all those big name guys that are on the LIV tour. I don't miss them. Like I can live without seeing John Rahm golf. It just would be nice if they were all in the same
100%.
tournaments.
When was the last time you watched a PGA Tour
event?
That's
a great question.
Well, the last major. That's what I watch.
What's the last major of the year? The Open.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're on a hiatus right now?
I don't even know.
They kind of slow down in the beginning of the year. I think the new season starts soon, and then they do like a bunch of random tournaments. Like, and then they go into the big stuff starts in the new year when they have the Tournament of Champions in Hawaii, and then they go from there.
Yeah, it's been pretty quiet on the golf front here. This was the first little bit of news I had seen.
The only other reason I would watch golf is if Charlie's in contention.
Charlie Hoffman,
yeah. Our guy Charlie.
Me too. I love what I would
stop what I'm doing to watch Charlie in contention.
I thought you were talking about Charlie Hole, the one who smoked cigarettes on the course for the LPGA.
Oh. I remember her. I do remember that, but no.
All right. Let's get to some Chris versus the Fan.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. Today, you are playing for a qualification for a chance to win a pair of tickets to San Diego State men's basketball season opener against UC San Diego on November 6th. Get tickets at GoAztecs.com. The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you are eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question, or you win if you're a first-time player. Let us know before you get into it. You'll get that question for free today. And Chris versus the Fans is presented by SD Fat Loss. Lose 20 to 30 pounds in just 60 days. Visit SDFatLoss.com to schedule your free consultation now.
I'm a little bit distracted because they're...
Me too. Is this real right now?
Yeah, they're naming off the current college football playoff if the season were to end today.
Did you see the one name that did it boil your blood like it did mine?
Well, they are leading the Big 12 right now, and that's BYU.
Yeah.
Black.
They get a first-round bye.
They get
right
a bye because they're winning that conference right now. But yeah, I'll give you the whole rundown once they name them all. But
wait,
we can play some.
I do like seeing Boise State up there.
Well, they have to put one team right from a group of five schools, so that's Boise State.
That's a Pac-12 school right there.
Well, not yet.
That's a Pac-12 school.
Not yet, Tony G.
I can't wait for Clemson to become a Pac-12 team.
Only reason why I say that is because I know the Pac-12 is short in terms of the.
Yeah,
schools they need, but having one of their soon-to-be schools...
Wouldn't hurt.
Certainly wouldn't hurt.
No.
All right, let's get to our first contestant.
All right, let's go to Zach.
Zach, welcome to the show. Happy Tuesday.
Hi there, everyone.
Hi there.
Here we go. First question.
First-time player.
First-time player. All right, here we go. Second question. What MMA fighter has the nickname Bones?
Oh, is this a one or a two? Oh, no, this is a two.
I have no idea.
He said he has no idea.
Playing the game. I like it. Stay there.
What is it? MMA? Bones?
Bones is the nickname.
Hulk Hogan. I couldn't begin to tell you.
I've never once watched
MMA.
You've definitely heard this name before.
I'm sure I have, but I mean, I couldn't place it. So who is it?
John Jones.
John Bones Jones.
Isn't he the one that's...
gets in trouble a lot? Yes.
Yeah, he had a brother that was in the NFL. He was having some issues last year a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
Nonetheless.
Wow, you're still alive, Zach.
On to the third one round. More MMA question, right. And you can win the game, because I'm certainly not going to get
Let's
it right.
Go. Let's go, he says.
Where shall we go?
Lots of good World
Let's
Cup.
Let's go to the lovely sport of soccer.
Yeah, my second best topic.
What World Cup team has scored... Nah, we're not going to do that. We're going to go here. Name two of the last three men's World Cup host nations.
Oh, come on.
Two of the three.
You said host nations?
Host nations.
Yes.
Two of the last three.
Oh, yep. Two of the last three.
Jeez.
Oh, man.
This is brutal.
In the dark. And
Shot Argentina. In the dark, and you're too game.
Never mind. What? That's not even the song.
I know, I'm way off.
Sorry about this, Zach. You said Argentina. What was the that's second hilarious. One you said?
The UK.
The UK.
The UK.
Stay there, though.
All right, one of them I honestly remember was Cutter. There was a nightmare about that.
Cutter, but yeah.
Cutter.
I don't remember. We went over that.
The other one.
This guy just made up his own lyrics.
Two of the last three, you say.
Two of the last three.
Do I get three guesses or just one more guess? I need the official rules. Scraby?
You get three guesses.
I get three guesses to get two.
Yes.
I don't know. I seem to remember one in Paris. And for my third guess, I'll say Brazil.
Wow.
Oh! Got it.
Oh, my goodness. Sorry about that,
Cutter. Zach. I knew Cutter was right.
Brazil, the third one was Russia.
Brazil was right.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
We'll need a new
bad
contestant.
News, Zach. Sorry about that.
Wow, I was already closing out the program.
Felt good on Cutter. The other ones, not so much. I thought France had it for some reason, too.
They won it.
Oh, they won it. That's what it was. Yeah. Okay.
All right, let's go to our next contestant. We will go to... Tony, pick a number between 1 and 6.
2.
Brad.
Could have rolled the die.
Oh, we'll do that next.
Hi, Brad. Welcome to the show.
Hey, go Yankees.
Go Yankees. Hanging on to hope.
Hanging on to the thread.
Here we go. First question. Speaking of Yankees, what Yankee has hit the most home runs in the postseason?
Pilar?
I think he said Pilar?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Stanton on this one.
Go with Stanton.
Giancarlo is correct.
Although I did think of Soto, but I remembered that Stanton has been on fire.
He has been.
Is All Kevin right. Pilar?
I don't think he is.
He's got a great beard. I will never forget.
By the way, as good as Stanton has been, the Yankees dropped him a spot in the order tonight. Interestingly, they moved Chisholm into the 4 spot. Stanton will bat 5th.
Why didn't they move Judge to the 9th?
They didn't. He's not in the lineup.
I said, why didn't they?
I said they didn't. He's not in the lineup.
He's in the
kidding.
Lineup. I was going to say, wow, they're going to bench him?
That would Benching be an all-time panic.
In
that
center would. Field tonight for the Yankees, Trent Grisham.
Grisham. Well, I mean.
Grisham.
I think Trent might have a better batting average than Aaron Judge does at this point.
We digress. Let's get the next digressing. Component.
Do you have the die?
I don't. So Tony's going to have to pick one.
I
don't know where it is.
David,
welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well.
Here Hi,
we
David. Go. Good luck.
First question.
Thank you.
Let's go.
There's no way this is a first question. So I'm not going to ask it. What year is Aztecs QB Danny O'Neill currently at San Diego State?
Say that one more time.
What year is quarterback Danny O'Neill?
What year in school?
In school.
Oh, I think he's a freshman.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice work. Job.
See, that's simple, David. You got a right answer.
That's simple.
Question number two. What year was Aaron Rodgers drafted by the Packers?
Oh, boy. What year? Ooh. That's only a two?
Wasn't it 1998?
1998. It's a good year in San Diego.
Yeah, it was.
That's a 26-year career for Aaron Rodgers.
That'd be a lot.
Not quite two.
Stay there, though.
Yeah, I really don't know. I'd say he's about 13, 14 years. So I'd say 2010. Just a guess.
Also incorrect.
Still alive, David.
2005. Whoa.
2005?
Yes.
Really? He's in his 19th year, 20th year? Wow.
Yes.
I did not know. Really
Here
didn't.
We go. Question.
I'll never forget him sitting there waiting
to
be
I'll never
drafted.
Forget that
Nobody
either.
Will. He won't. He still has that chip on his shoulder.
He does.
He better bring up the chip quickly because right now he looks like he should be sitting in that room.
All right. Question number three. What What team did Argentina beat to win the 2022 World Cup?
Let's go with Mexico.
Mexico.
That's a good guess, because that's not wasn't an impossibility. France is always there. Spain is always there.
Portugal?
Did they play? They didn't play Argentina. Or Argentina played Brazil. That would have been too crazy. South America would have fallen off the globe.
the conversation.
That would have been too much. Argentina beat... I don't remember. France.
I can't stand it. He goes through all baby. That him and on, and then he picks the right one.
I think we got to go tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker it is.
That's why Scraby hates me right there.
Who's our
sorry about that.
Athlete?
John Stockton.
Oh, okay.
John.
We randomly talked about him in the break.
Gonzaga's own.
All right, let's get our next contestant.
Can anybody put a picture of John Stockton in their mind without the short shorts?
Absolutely not.
God,
he only comes in short shorts.
Yeah. Short short John Stockton.
Can you imagine if he was playing during like the long short days?
Oh my God.
He would never.
He couldn't.
Well, he did. He played. I mean, he played against Jordan in the NBA Finals. Jordan already had the long shorts
going.
Yeah, but
he didn't, though.
No, Stockton didn't. Oh, no, you're right.
Stockton was still in the booty shorts.
Yeah, he always.
The booty shorts.
NBA right. Hall of Famer.
Next contestant, 1 through 6, Tony.
Uno.
Hilberto.
Hilberto, welcome back.
I'm on the air.
You are on the air.
Hola, muchachos.
Hola,
muchachos. ¿Cómo están?
Muy bien. You're very bien.
I'm very good. I'm very happy.
No, Matt's right. Hilberto bleeds Dodger blue.
I hope they close this out today. Yep.
Dodger blue.
I called it. Whoever won it won the Padre Dodger series with World Series. They were the two best teams.
Well, a lot of us felt that way.
I think we're seeing that now.
Yeah. And I'm just waiting for the Dodgers to close it out tonight. And that's it.
The odds are that they will.
We'll see if you
based
can.
Based on recent history.
We'll see if you can close this Chris versus the fans out here.
Yes. Let's ask a question about John Stockton.
Mr. Stockton.
All right, Chris. How many?
Don't ask him about assists because he might know that, like, actually.
That's true.
Don't ask him.
By heart.
How many three-pointers did he make in
there
his career?
Go. There you go.
How many years did he play?
He played, doesn't actually give me, it's 1984 through 2003, so like 21?
20. Sounds like 20. How many threes? They didn't take a lot in those days. Like Jordan's number is very low. 20 years, he probably made 10 per year, 250.
250. Hilberto, yeah. Is the actual answer higher or lower than 250?
I think it's higher.
Higher. Correct!
Hilberto!
Hilberto!
He was even close?
No. 845.
845. Well,
a career 51%. No, that's from Phil.
He's
38.4.
Okay.
How many assists, Chris, did he have?
About 15,000. About 10 per game.
15,806.
10.5 per game.
Ten and a half per game.
Yeah. That is really
good. He's the all-time holder, record holder.
He averaged 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 14, 12, 13.
Consistent.
Yeah.
I remember watching him and Malone work on that side of the floor, and they could put a guy on Stockton. They put two guys on Stockton, and he could still bounce the ball into Malone in the post. Yeah. It was magical what he was able to sometimes do. And then Malone would, you know, score it and assist Stockton. Simple.
He played 82 games like every
time.
Year.
Yeah. That's one of the things that the NBA players today really should have to answer for a little
he
bit more.
He only didn't play 82 games in four seasons of the 19.
In only four, right. So every other year he played every game.
That's crazy.
They all did, though.
I mean, it's not crazy because you're right. They all were doing it.
I covered the league for 2 years. I don't ever remember the phrase load management entering one of my stories. Ever. Wasn't even a discussion.
Yeah. All right. Let's get to break. We have passed. Scraby's giving me the eye. More Gwen and Chris on the other side. Here's some traffic.
From the 97.3 The Fan Traffic Center, here's Kelly Danick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, rolling back here. Congrats to Gilberto. You know, Gilberto, we really do like you on this show, but it's tough to hear you today. He's a good guy, right? I mean, I don't want to root against Gilberto, but I must. Quick NBA note. We talked about this earlier in the year. Joel Embiid is still out of action. He hasn't played yet. Sixers say he's not really going to ever play, or he's never going to play back-to-back game, the whole thing. NBA fined the Sixers. I don't know what this is going to do.
Oh, yeah, how much did they fine them?
They might as well fine them a nickel. They fined them $100,000. I'm pretty sure ownership will be able to drum up that. All they have to do is take the money from parking one game.
That will cover it. That and beer sales.
I don't even know if it's a full game. Just like the first 45 minutes, it probably covers that.
I don't remember what did they say. Nick Nurse and basketball operations guy Daryl Morey said, quote, they made statements that were, quote, inconsistent with Joel Embiid's health status. And they were in violation of NBA rules. Great. Joel Embiid is still not playing,
right?
Nor is there really any timeline for him to play.
I guess the real thing is we'll have to pay attention when the back-to-backs come, because that's what they were saying.
He will not do it, right?
Now they're saying that's inconsistent to what his health is. So if he doesn't play in back-to-backs, we'll have to revisit this.
You know, I give Scraby a hard time when he gets into this harangue about guys making millions of dollars and not playing. But there is a lot of me that does agree with that. I mean, I just get in there. I mean, you're making so – doesn't – like, how do you look at yourself in the mirror if you're Paul George and you've signed ungodly contract? What did he hurt?
Have to go back to the last postseason.
A bone bruise in his left knee,
He basically played on one leg that whole postseason, and everybody was basically like, well – if he's healthy, this is a different series. But he wasn't. And so the question is, can he get through a full season healthy?
Apparently not.
And the proof is in the pudding at this point. It's not like Joel Embiid is in his, like, fourth or fifth year in the league. Joel Embiid has been in the league for a long time at this point. And I don't know. Let's pull up his baseball or basketball reference and see how many games – the most he's played in a year. Here we go. Joel Embiid.
10? 20? Did he make 20 one year?
I can't.
He won MVP one year, so he must have played a few games that season.
All right. The most games he's played in his career is 68.
That's 14 shy of all of them.
He's gone 31. And this is versus after the first 2 years where he didn't play at all. Those were his first two seasons. He goes 31, 63, 64, 51, 51, 68, 66, 39 last year.
Yeah. Well, he's on his way to about 10 this year. What year did he start, Tony?
2014.
So what year was it? 2012. The Aztecs went to Lawrence, Kansas, and beat them with him there. And I remember watching and celebrating and wondering, is this guy going to be like the second draft pick? He's not anything at all. Boy, was I wrong.
Yeah.
He's certainly really good when he's playing.
He's certainly him when he's on the floor.
Yeah, he's that good.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's frustrating, I'm sure, to fans of the 76ers and just other fans. Again, I don't know how you couch it in the NBA. Unless you're a season ticket holder and you're just kind of going to every game as it is, or you own tickets through a corporation, which a lot of people do, and that's how they sell a lot of their season tickets because they're so expensive. There's not a lot of individual season tickets out there. But my point is, how do you couch it with yourself to sit there and say, okay, I want to go to a Laker game? Like you and I decide, Tony, or you and your family decide you want to go to one Laker game, you want to take your kids up to L.A. one night, you know, get off the show early, you want to take them to see a game, see LeBron, the whole thing. What team do you pick as their opponent in terms of hoping that the players you're paying to see play?
At this point,
it's really tough to
do. I'm going
to
do my research, and I'm gonna pick the guy who values playing. And you know the ironic thing is? It's a lot of the older dudes who are playing, like your guy DeRozan, doesn't miss very many games.
You're right, yeah.
LeBron doesn't miss very many games. I know Scraby was trying to put that on him yesterday. It's not the case.
What did I do?
Trying to put the load management on LeBron.
Trying
to lay it at his feet.
I mean, I thought, I'm being honest, I thought that he was the one who invented load management.
No, not even close. Not even close.
Okay, all right.
That's what I would do. I would pick one of those guys I know is going to play.
Damian Lillard, does he play most of the time? Who does play most of the time? Anyway, the Sixers are off to a 1-2 start, but that's not really the Sixers. Completely different team.
Yeah, completely.
When those guys are in. All right, Big Five is next. Stick around.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Big Five is brought to you by Summit Subaru of El Cajon. See all the two ways to save right now at summitsubaru.com. Let's get into it, guys.
Number five.
Now, I'm going to be doing on the Scraby Show tonight my 2025 shortstop breakdown. And I don't think you guys were listening to me earlier, but I'm doing the shortstop because you made fun of me for going the wrong way on the diamond for my previews. So I'm going to go backwards just to make fun of you guys.
Thanks. What are you talking about?
Never mind.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Will you guys listen to your own show?
I'm just saying, I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
You guys made fun of me last week because I said I went from catcher to third base in my previews.
Oh, yeah, you definitely did that. So now you're going to do it again?
I'm just going to continue with whatever I want.
That's.
I wish I had the last minute of my life back. I really do. I'm going to be doing the shortstop breakdown on the Scraby Show. I have four different options for the Padres currently, but I will tell you all those four on the Scraby Show. So, Tony, you're up first. Where does the 2025 shortstop come from? Are they in the organization? Are they a free agent? Or are they going to be traded for?
Well, my friend, I think that we'd have to say it's in the organization. I don't know what the shortstop market looks like, but I know the Padres have a boatload of them already. And I think if they wanted to, they could manage that position with someone in-house. Now, whether they do that or not remains to be seen.
Chris, is the 2025 shortstop in the organization already? Are they a free agent, or are they going to be traded for?
What you really want to know, is it going to be Jackson Merrill, or is it going to be somebody else?
No. No.
That's not what you want to know?
No. I don't think Jackson Merrill's moving to shortstop.
You think he's staying in the center?
Okay. I think he did such a good job in center field. Why would you remove him from center field?
I don't know, but I think he has as good a shot as Xander Bogaerts does, because I just don't think Xander truly wants to play there. I think he did a really nice job, you know, under the circumstances, but I think the Padres want him to go back to second, Jake to go back to first, to rise to DH. I'm going to guess that it's going to be outside the organization, Scraby.
Ooh.
How about that?
I like it.
They find somebody else out there, because Ha-Seong Kim's leaving. And I think Jackson Merrill should stay in center field. So how about that? I'd say they find a plug in there.
All right.
I'll guess that, and we'll see what happens.
Very nice, Chris.
You're welcome.
Thank you for going out on a limb.
My pleasure.
Number four.
But I will talk about that at 6:20 tonight in the Scraby Show. Last night in the Monday Night Football game, George Pickens caught what seemed like a touchdown, but really was an incomplete pass because of something we do not get to see often. He didn't get 2 feet in. He got 1 foot in twice. The rules state you need 2 feet in bounds, but does not specify a left and a right foot needs to be in. So Russell Wilson said after the game, quote, "It's an interesting rule. We get the same foot down twice, and it's clear one and then another one. Number two, it's almost like you get a knee down, and it counts as a touchdown."
Yep.
"And getting two rights, maybe it should count," is what Russell Wilson said.
John Madden's
said.
Favorite one of his favorite lines when he was broadcasting.
One knee equals
2 feet.
Yes.
John Madden used to love to throw that one in.
Which doesn't make sense to me, but anyway. Okay. Chris, you're up first.
Yeah.
Was this a catch in your mind?
It was until, like, really, really further notice. I mean, when I saw it, I thought, for sure, touchdown. I thought, no question about it. Then they showed the replay, and I thought, yep, he's in. Then they showed the replay about a ninth time, and I went, oh, I see what they're arguing about now. Because his foot hovered over the grass.
It did. It was, like, levitating.
Yeah. And then his butt came down out of bounds. So, I guess under the letter of the law... No, it was not. I don't know that it needs to be changed, because this is the first time I've ever seen that happen.
Don't you think they need to clarify language?
Here's my issue.
Okay.
Letter of the law
says
2 feet down.
Doesn't say which
two. Doesn't say left and a right foot down.
I
it says
I doesn't say saying. 2 feet down consecutively.
Right. It says 2 feet. And to me, if you are athletic enough to put 1 foot down and pick it up and put it back down again, that should count. I thought for sure it was a touchdown until I was told differently by the rules folks on TV. I didn't know that the rule existed that you had to have 2 different feet in. I just thought it had to be 2 feet. I am not a proponent of just changing rules, but this one seems like a pretty easy one.
Just change,
like,
they need to change the verbiage.
They just change the verbiage, right?
You have to have a left and a right foot
if that's
down.
What they want. Or go ahead and allow moving forward that a left-left and a right-right counts as two.
I got to say, I listened to the radio on the way home last night. Jason McCourty is really good.
He is good, man.
And he also forgot that he wasn't on TV, and it was hilarious because he's new to the radio/TV broadcasting. He's like, if you could look here. He's like, wait, no, you can't look here.
I used to do that through my first couple of years all the time.
But he's really good, and credit to him. When Kevin Harlan was like, no, this seems like it should be a touchdown, he was like, nope, and here's the rule. So
he knew the rule
in.
Off before.
He said he actually just learned about it.
I tell
recently.
You what, those Patriot dudes, they're pretty good at the whole dissecting the game thing.
Yeah, and he also drops a lot of Bill Belichick stuff, which I also love. Because
Bill Belichick, by the way, when he gets on that little board and he is on, he does the NFL, what is that, the one on Max? NFL
Inside films, the NFL?
Inside the NFL.
Yeah.
It's Inside the NFL. He does like a breakdown.
He's really good. I guess before the Patriots used to go play the Steelers in Pittsburgh, he would say, if you don't like football and you don't like, you know, hard games, then get out of here type of thing. I didn't quite come up with the quote.
You probably didn't give that justice.
No, I butchered the quote, but you get the gist.
Seems like you
did.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. I would like that minute back in my life now.
Number
we're up to 2 minutes, guys.
By the way, I wasn't paying attention to anything.
I know. I could see in your face. I could see in your face. James, I do get to look at your face in the camera.
I know.
Jameson Williams of the Lions. This is actually something that just crossed my phone the last half hour, but he has been already in his career suspended for gambling, PEDs, and possibly one more item of trouble after nearly being arrested early this month. The near arrest reportedly occurred on October 8th, weeks before he was suspended for the PEDs, when Williams and his brother were pulled over after midnight and told officers that they had two handguns in the car. While the guns were properly registered, Williams' brother also had a concealed pistol license, but Jameson Williams himself did not have a concealed pistol license. It was registered correctly, and he was facing a charge of carrying a concealed weapon in a motor vehicle. As this was all going down, body cams show Williams repeatedly informed the officer what he does for a living, saying at one point, quote, "I play for the Lions, bro. I'm Jameson Williams," end quote. That didn't
everybody's favorite argument.
Yes. So he did get handcuffed. He placed in the squad car. A sergeant showed up who is being linked to being a massive Giants fan, Lions fan, knew who Jameson Williams was, called a bunch of people to find out the law, and ended up releasing Jameson Williams, not even writing a report. So this is why no one knew about this. So if you would like more information on that, there's a lot of detailed article on Yahoo Sports right now. But Chris, you're up first. How much more are you willing to deal with if you are the Lions? Oh, wait, no, Tony's up first. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Tony. Same question?
Yes.
First of all, I am such and such and I play for such and such is never going to end up looking good.
You know, last time I said I'm Scraby from Gwynn and Chris, they're like, who?
And?
Yeah.
No good?
No, I've never done that before.
It's not a good look. And when the video cam is eventually released, you will look like a JA. You know what I'm saying? So just don't do it. Just don't do it.
Jack Apple?
Yes.
Exactly. In terms of how long the Lions will hang
deal
on to this.
It, yeah.
Anytime you're dealing with a gun, they were registered, all good. So I don't... The gambling thing, that seemed to be kind of a plague that caught all of the NFL. PD, you know, that one is like in the NFL, it's kind of like a little slap on the wrist.
He gets two games.
He didn't understand that. He didn't understand how that possibly could have happened, either, the PED thing. So I could give him a pass there.
I just, you know, these aren't egregious issues, at least by NFL standards.
Yes.
I think you got to throw that in there.
You know, last time one of my friends had a gun in their car.
this is a little different.
The Alabama kid, right? Basketball player. He's having a nice career. I mean, you know, you can get past this stuff.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean,
totally.
I'm not. You know,
I think they're going to be willing to let this play out for a while.
All right. I mean, he's shown that he can play. So
when he's
that's important.
Yeah.
Chris, how
people
much are
may
you willing
say it's
to
not
deal
important,
with?
But it's if you're a backup punter, yeah. You better not carry a gun around in your car. But if you're Jameson Williams, yeah, I'm going to just start calling this guy the cat.
He got 9 lives.
He's got at least 6 to go. Wow. Yeah, he's got at least 6 to go. He's got maybe 5. He might be down to 5.
Brandon said he's got too much time after. But this was before that.
Yeah, we just didn't find out until today.
October 8th, this incident occurred.
Courtesy of XYZ TV.
Thank you, XYZ.
They were asking questions about why he wasn't in custody after this. You know,
exactly.
That's what the media is supposed to do.
As they should. But did they explain that he's Jameson Williams and everything's cool?
Well, clearly they explained it to us. That's how we found out.
Yeah, true.
Number 2.
Michigan quarterback Jack Tuttle announced yesterday that he is medically retiring from football. He's a seventh-year senior, and he played in two games for the Michigan Wolverines this season with one start. During the offseason, Tuttle underwent surgery to repair his UCL and his throwing arm, and Tuttle said the arm didn't fully recover and that he continued to have ongoing issues with it. He said he also recently suffered the fifth concussion of his career, and he said, quote, "That brought forth the painful truth that I need to start prioritizing my health," end quote. Tony, you're up first. Or no, Chris is up first. I'm all confused.
Yes.
Is this decision easier when you don't have an NFL career ahead?
I would say so. Jack Tuttle's from San Diego. I'm almost positive. Oh. I'm trying to find his bio here and see. Yeah, Mission Hills High School.
Okay.
I believe he threw passes to Chris Olave.
Oh, wow.
Either they were the same time or really close. But I remembered that name. Yeah, so Jack Tuttle, 25 years old now. But yeah, I think so. You know, I mean, Tua's, you know, had bites of the apple. And, you know, this is what he wants to do.
They need that Jack, cheese.
Jack Tuttle. It's very easy. I mean, it's not easy. But once you can make that call to go in another direction, if you haven't been there, it's easier. For sure.
Tony, what about you? Do you think
Let's
this
keep
is
it
easier?
Because I'm glad that you brought up Tua in this. Tua just signed a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
In his contract.
Yeah.
He's got to play in order to get that money. And if we are all tasked with just saying, all right, I just got to play another 4 years, just get through another 4 years or whatever this contract is, with all these got going on, how many of us would be like, I'm gonna push through this. I'm gonna try to get through this.
I would.
Well, everybody's been critical of Tua, right? I mean, 90% of people have come out with the high horse thing. That 100%. This guy's got to quit.
100%.
So, you know,
I think that's the fun thing to do. But I think if we were in those shoes, most of us,
yeah,
you're gonna take that risk. That's life. That's generation changing money right there.
Yeah. I really agree with Tua to the extent that every game you play in the NFL, there's a
100%.
Risk. There has to be. All of these guys, these wide receivers going across the middle, they can be going across it for the final time any day.
I think you can only play that sport at that level if you have that kind of mindset.
I think you're right.
That's the only
way. Don't have that mindset.
No,
the rest
not.
Of us. So that's why we're all criticizing.
I'm sorry. What was your original question? I got.
You've already answered it. It's all good.
What was it anyway?
Is the decision easier when you don't have an NFL career ahead?
Yeah, it is.
Number one.
We had another athlete statue unveiling that surprised everyone because the statue looked nothing like the athlete. And the Heat unveiled a Dwayne Wade statue. And a lot of people think it doesn't look anything like him. I'm one of those people. D. Wade's not worried, though. He was asked about the statue not looking like him. He said, hey, quote, he didn't say hey, if I wanted it to look like me, I'd just stand outside the arena and y'all can take photos. It don't need to look like me. It's the artistic version of the moment that happened that we're trying to cement. End quote. Wade was involved in the creation of the statue, which took about 800 hours to complete. The moment was taken from a game against the Bulls in 2009 after Wade hit a buzzer beater to lift the Heat to win in double OT. Chris.
Yeah.
Does it matter if a statue has no resemblance?
Yes.
No resemblance.
This is bad. I mean, I appreciate Dwayne Wade saying what he said. It seems to me that he didn't have a look at this before they unveiled it.
He said he had a direct. He couldn't
possibly have seen this and greenlit it.
Maybe he felt bad when he saw it. Like, I can't tell him this doesn't look like me.
It is so not like him that it just. I mean, he's right. Why don't I stand outside so you can take a picture? You have to stand outside so we can take a picture. Otherwise, we don't know what you look like. Because the statue isn't
I thought Dwayne Wade wore number 3. He did. That's him.
Who's that guy over there?
It's really poor workmanship, I must say. And I'm not an artist, but anybody can see that.
I don't understand why they don't find somebody who's done a good big
statue.
Maybe it's
just really difficult.
It might be. I think they all try to find these new artists. And I love his... It's an artist's interpretation of me.
It's not.
That ain't you, dog.
It's not working.
I love all the pictures and memes around the internet. Like, one of them is his face as the face of Oz, the statue's head. All right, when we get back, World Series is almost underway. Luis Arraez, a correspondent at the World Series.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.